שלום, אנחנו קוראים...
Hello, we are reading excerpts, and the topic is raising oneself above his circle. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Excerpt number 26, Rabash, to serve me. The whole world, Ben Zoma said, the whole world was created only to serve me. According to, and I to serve my maker. According to the interpretation of Baal HaSulam, it means that all the faults that a person sees in others, he believes that they are his. Therefore, he has what to correct. It follows that the whole world serves him by providing him with his faults, and he does not need to look by himself. Instead, they are doing him a big favor by providing him with his flaws.
This means that if I specifically see on the backdrop of my 10 how wrong I am, then I should be happy. This approach is not a distorted approach, as people in this world would think. On the contrary, I am searching for the gap between me and my 10, the friends and the entire 10, how much more I need to complete myself so as to be like them. If I can't find that, then I feel bad, then this is not good for me. So each time one should feel himself how much he is lacking in order to be like him and like him and like the other. As it says, authors, envy multiplies the wisdom, increases wisdom. And that's how I can pray for others, and again and again, and everyone can pray for everyone else, to the point that we come to a prayer that is the raising of man.
Again, excerpt number 26. Ben Zoma said, the whole world was created only to serve me, and I to serve my maker. According to the interpretation of Baal HaSulam, it means that all the faults that a person sees in others, he believes that they are his. Therefore, he has what to correct. It follows that the whole world serves him by providing him with his faults, and he does not need to look by himself. Instead, they are doing him a big favor by providing him with his flaws.
Meaning, thanking the group, the 10, for seeing on their backdrop how deficient I am. And with these deficiencies, I can then turn to the Creator and pray, so as to complete them. If I need to feel myself lesser than everyone else, then seeing the deficiencies decreases my work, then I'm less than everyone else. Then what else do I need to work on? If I want to bestow to everyone, how can I bestow to them? Even if I feel myself somewhat more than them, how can I see them, seeing them that I have something to complete them and that I have something to receive from them? How do we see this in practice throughout the day? Go ahead. But in practice, if I don't do that, then I'm not doing it. And if I do, Then I can share with the others. Please.
No, Eyal,
come on, Eyal, you're thinking.
How can I see that I have something to complete the friends with and vice versa? What can I receive from them?
How I, throughout the day, see the friends as greater than me. How I see them as lower than me. And how do I work accordingly with these two pieces of data? But in practice, are we doing that? And if we do, then share with each other.
This how depends on our actions throughout the day. Throughout the day, luckily, we have such points where we stop and try to connect. And in those points, a person can examine himself, ask himself, okay, let's say till now, till 11:30, where was I? Was I with the friends? Wasn't I? And then to be inspired by coming to the Zoom in the last minute and seeing friends, 10 friends who are already working and connecting, and a person looks around and sees where that he is incomplete and the friends are already doing the work for him.
In order to think of the friends, to see them as greater or smaller, I need to be connected to them and always feel them. At our root, we are connected. And I then truly see that the friends, all except me, are on the Zoom, they're thinking, they're doing things. In our Zoom meetings, it really appears, it's apparent how much the friends are in the connection between us.
There's a certain recognition in the fact that our future, our destiny, is a common destiny, and that becomes clearer and clearer recently. Towards our life, the part which is related to spirituality, there is no individual issue here. We're part of a group that has to go through a common process, and it needs to be observed in us. Zoom is nice. It's a nice technology to have such meeting, but it has to sit in us like you feel your own kids all day long. Even if you don't meet them, you do meet them, it doesn't matter. You're observed with them.
When I see how much you are working for the benefit of the group, then it puts me in shame of how corporeal I am.
When I see how great you are, I feel that I want to be a part of this confidence that you are given. By myself, I have nothing, and especially if I'm attached to you, if I'm connected to you, then the day looks differently, I have different thoughts, and the path is clear.
Me too, when the friends show examples, how they practically care for the group and do dissemination work and invest in the 10, it awakens me and causes me to also want to be at least somewhat like them. Realizing it is something else already, but at least it awakens and teases, stimulates the desire. So these examples are important.
Every time I make a little effort to be close to you, it feels like we read that the friends are standing ready to care for me. And how they prepare to the lesson, and how they disseminate, in their deficiency to be connected and adhere to the Creator. And as Oren said, there is a feeling of shame here every day anew.
There was a nice part here that if I identify something that annoys me, it's a place to correct myself, and in that I'm always lesser. Where am I more in my responsibility to inspire in all those meetings or whatever it is? I have to give you strength.
If I see you great, I want to attach to you more. And if I see you as small, then I want to ask the Creator to correct me, my sight, so I will be attached to you. And we need to have this inner dance, the whole 10, to strengthen each other.
There's also the other side of the story, that if you end up doing something for the friends, you feel that it's honorable to serve the friends. It fills you with joy that you can do something for such great friends. So on the other hand, it turns out like I'm doing something, but it also gives me a lot of honor and joy of doing that action for the friends. And it happens a lot on the duty, the ushering duty we have on Monday when we come and organize the tables. And you're always busy telling yourself, why are you now busy with how the hall looks like? And me personally, it triggers and gives me a lot of power.
There's something else. I feel that I depend on your thoughts and you depend on my thoughts. How responsible I am for what I think throughout the day, where I am, what I do in my spare time during the day, what am I thinking about. We influence each other also in our thoughts.
We have to see how our time during the day will not be free from thinking of the Creator. That's free time that is wasted, that we then go backwards instead of forward. And in practice, we see that it's a matter of time. If we look at a year or 2 years backwards, then our perception, our grasp of the importance of connection. And we're going to move to the article of Arvut, where we stopped, item 22.
The writings of Baal HaSulam, page 51. The Arvut, item 22.